This is a recast of the 3,000-word piece, Social Network Analysis, SNA, Deciphering Connections, from GPT-5. Let's listen in.
Social Network Analysis, or SNA, is an interdisciplinary tool that delves into the relationships and patterns within social networks. It examines how actors, or the nodes in the network, are connected and how these connections influence the behavior of the actors and the overall dynamics of the network. The goal is to identify, analyze, and interpret patterns and structures in social networks that go beyond simple observations.
SNA has had significant applications across various fields. In sociology, it helps understand social group and community structures. In political science, it's used for examining power structures and coalitions. Economics uses it to study business networks, market complexities, and innovation dynamics. Even health research has greatly benefited from SNA in understanding disease spread.
The article presents a comprehensive overview of SNA. It starts with the basics and key concepts, followed by a historical overview and theoretical perspectives shaping the field. Then it delves into the methods and techniques used in SNA, including data collection, visualization, metrics, and modeling.
The basic concepts of SNA revolve around analyzing social relationship structures and their impact on individual and collective behavior. It mostly revolves around the concepts of nodes, actors, and edges, the connections between them, which form a network's building blocks.
The history of SNA takes us back to early works in sociology and anthropology, recognizing the importance of social relationships and structures. The formal development began with pioneers like Jacob Marino in the 1930s who developed sociometry.
In terms of theoretical perspectives in SNA, we've got structuralism, which emphasizes the importance of overall social relationship structure for understanding individual behavior. Social capital describes the benefits that arise from an individual's relationships and networks. Diffusion theory investigates how ideas spread through networks.
Moving on to methods and techniques of social network analysis. First off is data collection and pre-processing. This involves gathering data about nodes, actors, and edges, connections, and network. The pre-processing phase ensures data quality and reliability.
Visualization is another key aspect of SNA, helping researchers identify patterns, clusters, and central actors within the network through graphical representation of nodes and edges. There are also specialized software tools like Gephi, Usenet, NodeXL, networks that aid in analysis and visualization.
A crucial part of SNA is metrics. These help quantify important properties of nodes and networks. Some key metrics include degree centrality, number of direct connections a node has, betweenness centrality, how often a node lies on the shortest path between two other nodes, closeness centrality, average closeness of a node to all others, and eigenvector centrality, considering not just number but quality of connections.
The field has seen significant developments with the advent of big data and machine learning. These have opened up new dimensions for SNA, allowing analysis at an unprecedented scale and depth. However, along with these advancements come important ethical considerations around privacy, anonymity, consent, especially when dealing with personal data from social media or other online sources.
The future holds exciting prospects for SNA. Technologies like artificial intelligence and the Internet of Things present new opportunities for capturing and analyzing network data in real time. However, there are challenges too. Managing vast amounts of data while maintaining confidentiality and avoiding biased or inaccurate analyses.
Overall, social network analysis is a dynamic and interdisciplinary field set to grow and evolve even further. Its applications will continue to broaden with technological advancements and a growing awareness of the social, ecological, and economic issues facing our world today.
That's it for today.